Mystery. Adventure thriller, The Killer of the Circle M. But first, this message. At 12 o'clock in the dry, dead heat of the noon hour, out in the middle of the road in front of Cabin 7 of the Circle M Dude Ranch near the settlement of Babylon, which is somewhere in Arizona. While Jack and Sims were on the upper foot trail in Pine Canyon, Jack was knocked over the head and Sims was kidnapped. At least when Jack came through, he wasn't around anyplace. But he's coming down the dusty road now, looking more like a refugee from a threshing machine than the immaculate J. Simpson Sim. Jack, Doc, and Bella caught sight of him almost the same instant as he came hobbling toward them while they stood over the body of the Mexican boy.
Boy, he looks like a man what had been mixing it up with a full-grown grizzly bear.
He's a man of many trials and tribulations.
Well, what happened to you, Sim?
Hey, you don't have to start picking on me.
What?
I said if I felt like he looked and somebody bellered at me like he just done, I'd bust right out crying.
You and your cute talk. All right, Sims. What's the matter? Bella, I can't stand anymore now. Please, leave me alone.
Leave you alone? You look like somebody's thrown you down and chewed on you.
I've had the most ghastly experience. Bella, that man in the road.
I see him.
But what's the matter with him?
He's dead.
Dead? Who killed him?
If I knew that, I wouldn't be standing here. I'd be chasing the dead letter coyote until he was flat-footed.
You go after him?
That's what I said, didn't I?
Yes, the bell of it.
I'd go after him. When I got him, I'd pull a guillotine down over his face for a sun helmet and butt under his chin.
How you do talk, woman.
You're not afraid of him?
No, I'm not afraid of him nor anybody else.
Yes, I can believe that, Bella. I can believe that easily, but this dead man.
It's Juan Batiste from over Babylon way.
Juan Batiste?
Brother of Manuel Batiste, if that means anything to you.
Yes, yes. Manuel was dragging behind the hairy little mountain pony of the big man. I saw him. First Manuel, and now Juan.
Now, look, you shouldn't be standing here. You're all in.
Yes, I am, but this horrible murder.
Yes, I know. Come on, we'll go to our cabin. Sit on the steps and
rest. But you can't leave the boy here.
Spider's taking care of that.
Spider?
Yes, he's gone after the station wagon.
He's going to bury the boy without...
No, he's dropping the body off near the Mexican quarter in Babylon.
Yes, that's the better way.
Sims, you mean you aren't in favor of calling the sheriff either?
Yes,
it's customary for the sheriff to investigate a murder that's taking place in his county.
Well, let him investigate it over at Babylon, not on the Circle M.
You think that's wise, Bella?
Wise or not wise, Spider's hauling that Mexican away from here. I'm not having a posse of sheriff's men chasing over the Circle M without any idea what they're looking for.
Come on, Jim. It's too hot out there on the road for you and your condition. Take his other arm back, will you?
Yes, fortunately, I have no broken bones.
There's Jerry waiting for us. Hey, Jerry.
Hi. What now?
Rush in and mix up a whole pitch full of them stem winders of yours. Got another patient.
Okay.
Now we turn in here.
Gonna have to have these gravel paths leading to the cottages redone this year before the tourists arrive. I was just thinking how much there is to do to keep up a new ranch.
Well, a couple of snorts of tiger milk and you'll forget that.
Maybe.
Here we are. Just sit down on the steps, Jim. Excuse me, I'll go ahead, Jerry.
It's a spider.
Now, I see he didn't bring any of the other hands along with him.
Fewer who know about it, the better.
Is that a piece of canvas he's laying him on in the back of the station wagon?
Yes.
Well, that didn't take long. Doesn't he have to come back this way?
No, the road circles round.
Okay, here comes the refreshing committee.
Yeah, man. Just look at the frost on this picture, son, and listen to that tinkle of ice.
Hey, Jerry, you pass the glasses.
A little unicorn milk for you, Bella?
Thanks.
How about you, Mr. Sims?
Why, certainly for Mr. Sims. He's a patient.
Thank you.
Well, how about a jack? A little panther squeeze for you? Mm-hmm.
No, no, thanks.
Jerry, a snake poison in salt glass?
Don't mind if I do.
And a general portion for the man who needs it most.
You, would you like talking now, Sims?
Well, yes. Although I'm afraid I've got very little to tell.
Well, let's have it.
Well, the last you and I saw each other, Patrick, we were about halfway up the canyon.
Mm-hmm, on the foot trail.
Yeah, and that's something I want to ask about.
Just a minute, Bella.
Just a minute, nothing. Somebody shot at Sims when we four were going up the floor of the canyon on horseback, right?
Right.
Sims was knocked off his horse. You said he was unconscious.
Well, he was momentarily dazed.
But you didn't have to pack him out and leave Jock and me to go on alone.
No.
Then why did you? And the minute you got out of my sight, why did you and Sims leave the floor of the canyon and take to the foot trail up on the rim of the canyon?
I wanted Sims to show me Big Bear Rock without you knowing it. I wanted to get there ahead of you and Doc so that I could watch what went on down below.
Why?
Well, I thought you were leading us into a trap from the beginning. I was more than ever sure of it when somebody took a shot at Sims.
Anybody who could have grazed Sims the way he was grazed could have shot him dead just as easy.
You mean that shot was just a warning?
Yes.
Well, were you leading us into a trap?
No.
Then why did you pull a gun on Doc when you got up there?
He made me mad.
About what?
I told that Mexican to get off the Circle M. Doc took it on himself to countermand my orders. I don't take that from nobody.
Hey, that ain't the way it was.
Are you calling me a liar?
Bella, you were trying to get the drop on me long before we met the Mexican kid. And when you finally drawed on me, it's when we seen old Gorilla Man himself standing on top of the big rock.
You were pushing me around, and I don't push around.
And that's the reason you throwed a gun on me, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, now, if you're satisfied, Bella, let's get back to what happened to Sims here.
Oh, well, just as I said, there isn't much. You were waiting a little ahead of me on the trail while I got my breath.
Yeah?
And suddenly, I saw somebody raise up out of the brush along the path. He had his rifle raised and was bringing the butt down on your head just as I yelled out.
You think who it was?
No, his back was towards me. I think I'd recognize him again if I ever saw that back, though. And what was happening to you all this time? Well, just as I opened my mouth to warn Mr. Packard, something cracked down on my own head.
Hey, you mean there were two of them?
There must have been.
Two guys rose up out of the brush and smacked you and Jack down at the same time, huh?
Well, that's as near as I can figure it out.
Well, I woke up on the trail. I didn't see anything of you.
A good reason. They picked me off.
Knocked you on the head and then threw you over the rim of the canyon?
Either that or I rolled over when they hit me. I came to almost at the floor of the canyon. Lodged between a live oak tree and an outcropping of volcanic rock.
You're lucky to be alive, Sims.
Oh, yes, that's quite true. I could never have fallen like that without killing myself if I hadn't been unconscious and relaxed.
Mister, you got off a heck of a lot better than that Mexican boy.
Yeah. You reckon the same parties was responsible for both, Jack?
Yeah? It's possible.
Look, Bella, you too, Sims. Was there any sort of outlaw activities like this on the Circle M Ranch when your first husband was alive?
Buster McCurdy?
No.
I've never heard of any.
You bet there wasn't. Buster McCurdy was a man, and there wasn't anybody in the state of Arizona that looked cross-white when he was around.
Then all this business has started just since you married Sims here.
Yeah, what a day that was.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
Okay. And murder has come to the Circle M with the advent of Sims.
Yes, quite right. Right from the beginning, I felt that I wasn't wanted here. Somebody's been dead set on getting rid of me.
Maybe you're right.
I know I'm right.
But if it's you they want to get rid of, why was it that Luke was killed and the two Mexican boys, Juan and Manuel Batiste?
You've witnessed two attacks on me with your own eyes. You saw me shot at.
Bella says that shot was just a warning.
And I suppose being thrown off the rim of a canyon was just another warning.
Bella, I'm going to tell your husband what you want Doc and me to do.
Look, you don't have to keep calling him my husband. He's Sims. I'm Bella McCurdy. Keep it that way, will you?
Any way you like it. Sims, Bella's asked Doc and me to find the killer.
Who's done what?
Yes, I told you when we first came here that we were private detectives on a vacation.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And Bella's hiring us to clean up this mess.
She's hiring us?
Yes, she's going to pay us $1,000.
Where's she going to get $1,000?
That's up to her. You're wealthy, you're her husband.
Oh, no, she'll not get any $1,000 from me. I'll get $1,000 out of you, Jay Simpson Sims, if I have to wring it out of your hide.
Look, you two can argue that out between you sometime. Right now, I want to know a lot more about you two than I know right now.
What about
it? Well, I've talked to you separately. Now I want to talk to you together.
I still want to know what about.
About your married life together. About the way you feel about Sims as a husband, Bella.
Yeah?
Yeah. And about the way Sims feels about you as a wife.
Why? What's our intimate life got to do with murder?
Because that's where murder's born. In the intimate moments of people's lives, where love and hate work on each other until they flame into murder lust.
You think there's murder lust between Sims and me?
Between you and Sims? And Spider Weaver and the man? And, well, maybe one other person.
Who? Blast you, who else?
I don't know. But we'll find him.
Persons in America are going to be stricken with tuberculosis within a year. They are people who had no idea that this is to be their fate. And in the early stages, there are no obvious symptoms. So a person may have tuberculosis for weeks or even months before finding it out. And as he loses his own health, he may spread the disease to his friends and family. We must halt the spread of tuberculosis. The fight against the dread killer is made possible by the annual sale of Christmas Fields. When you purchase Christmas Fields, you help wage the TB fight four important ways. Through education, case finding, rehabilitation, and through medical research. The further adventures of Jack and Doc will come to you Monday at the same hour when you hear Bella say,
I don't want to hear anything about being your wife. I want to know what's in your will.
That is something I don't think you're ever going to know until I'm dead, Bella.
I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thornton as Jack Packard and Jim Bowles as Doc Law. With Agnes Young as Bella McCurdy, Athena Lord as Jerry Booker, and Robert Dryden as J. Simpson Sim. And directed by Mel Bailey. Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.